So we are continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, text 167 and 168. 167 does not have a purport. So I'll just read it myself and then the next one we'll read together. Bhartika he sarvabhauma madhyasthahana inhara shane amara nyaya bhujamana diya. Brahmananda Bharati said, "My dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logical argument between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and me." Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Brahmananda Bharati continued, "The living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all-pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures." Brahmananda Bharati drew Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's attention because he wanted him to judge the argument. He then stated that Brahman, the Supreme Lord, is all-pervading. This is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Kshetragnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetrakshiknayorjnanam yajnanam matam mama. O Sayan of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is expanded everywhere. The Brahma Samhita says, Andanta rasta paramanu chayanta rastam. By virtue of His all-pervasive nature, the Supreme Lord is within the universe as well as within all elements of the universe. He is even within the atom. In this way, the Supreme Lord Govinda is all-pervasive. On the other hand, the living entities are very, very small. It is said that the living entity is 1/10,000th of the tip of a hair. Therefore, the living entity is localized. Living entity rests on the Brahman effulgence, the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vyapya vyapaka bhave jiva brahme jani jiva vyapya brahma vyapaka shastre te vivakhane. Brahmananda Bharati continued, "The living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all-pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures." Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Dev Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dvina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namo Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham karati vachalam, pangam langayate girim. Yat kripatamaham vande, Shri Gurundinatarinam. Paramananda madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So, we are continuing to read this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Brahmananda Bharati, who has come to Jagannath Puri, Brahmananda Bharati is a Mayavadi sannyasi. He was... Who else came in this chapter that was... An intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who left that phase of Mayavad and joined Mahaprabhu. Sorry? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. One more. Who was personal secretary of Mahaprabhu? Sarv Damodar, yeah? He got initiated in another sampradaya, but he came in. Took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, like this, now Brahmananda Bharati has come to Puri, and we heard yesterday in the translations, and we heard that he came, he was wearing a deer skin, and Mahaprabhu asked for him. He was introduced. Oh, Brahmananda Bharati is here to see you. And Mahaprabhu, so where is he? He's standing right there with deer skins, but Mahaprabhu did not acknowledge him because he was wearing deer skin. And when Mahaprabhu said this, Brahmananda Bharati realized that Mahaprabhu does not sanction this type of attire. And he immediately wanted to renounce it. And as soon as he said something about it, Brahmananda Bharati, when he realized, he immediately wanted to give up. And as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is seated in the heart as the super soul, he immediately called for the sannyasi robes and gave them to him and immediately acknowledged him as his. Anyone remember from yesterday? He acknowledged Brahmananda Bharati as his spiritual master. And he paid full obeisances to Brahmananda Bharati. And then, of course, Brahmananda Bharati at this time, he's realized that the small ahankar of renunciation that he had in his heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu destroyed it by pointing out to him being wearing this cloth of deer skin. And Bhavananda Bharati then started to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or they were having their bit of a pastime, like small argument, loving arguments. This is not ordinary arguments that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharati were having. They're loving arguments. The arguments were the Supreme Lord is trying to hide his identity as the Supreme Lord, but Brahmananda Bharati, who has understood him as the Supreme Lord, is glorifying him, revealing in front of everyone that this is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, he says that there are two Brahmans, One is Lord Jagannath, who is seated, who is situated in Jagannath Puri, who is seated there, just sitting and giving his mercy. And there is you who is moving around and giving mercy. And our acharyas say that Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. It was by Vasudev Ghosh. Vasudev Ghosh sings in his kirtan, Jai Gaur, Sai Krishna, Sai Jagannath. That Krishna is Jagannath, and that same Jagannath is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in Canto 2, Canto 1, Chapter 3, where Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about the incarnations of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada comments that the incarnations of the Lord never declare them as the Lord themselves, but the Shastras declare the symptoms of the Lord, and the devotees further clarify it, seeing the symptoms of the Lord. So, like this, Brahmananda Bharati was trying to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, saying that he is the super soul situated in everyone's heart. So we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had different relationships with different devotees. We see in the beginning of the Sankirtan movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house of Shiva's Pandit had such wonderful pastimes. They would be chanting the holy names of the Lord throughout the day. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while performing the Sankirtan pastimes, told the devotees that we are chanting the holy name throughout the day, but at night we are wasting our time in sleeping. We should just chant Hare Krishna. That's it. So for the next 1 year, we are going to chant the holy names throughout the night. And this was very intimate pastimes of the Lord. Not anyone was invited there. Only the internal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were invited. So, we see that in this instance, while those pastimes were being performed, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really gave out himself that I am the Supreme Lord. He revealed his identity freely to his intimate associates. This is the Mahaprakash Lila. It's very sweet, very sweetly explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. That in the house of Shiva's Pandit, when they were performing the Sankirtan pastimes at night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day came in the mood of the Lord. And he went and he took all the shaligrams that were on the throne in Shiva's Thakur's altar. And he sat down on the throne and he placed the shaligrams on his lap. And he started shouting, "Worship me, worship me, worship me." And this is where when we are singing the Gaura Aarti manifests. They performed the Abhishek of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They performed Aarti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They offered so many offerings. It was like a recap of the Govardhan pastime. They were offering lots of bhoga, Lots of boga to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was eating and eating and eating. And he was not satisfied. And he kept on eating. And they kept on cooking. And they kept on eating. He kept on eating. And at the end, there was nothing to cook. So, they gave him a beetle, a pan. You know, pan leaf. Made it into a nice mouth freshener for the Lord. And as soon as they offered that, the Lord was so satisfied that he started calling each devotee one by one and revealing himself. He called Gangadas Pandit, who was his teacher when he was Nimai. He revealed to him, Gangadas, do you remember when one night you were being chased? The people were so envious of you. They were chasing you. And at night you had to leave with your family. You didn't know where to go. You reached the river. But you could not get anywhere to, no boats, no nothing. Do you remember that? And Gangadas Pandit said, yes. But do you know who that boatman was that appeared there? I came there because of your sincere chanting. Your sincere calling brought me there. And I helped you in time of your desperation. Now please chant prayers to me. And Gangadas Pandit started chanting prayers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After he was satisfied, he looked to the other devotees and he saw this Dukhi. Dukhi, who Mahaprabhu noticed from the beginning. She was helping all those devotees, bringing water from the Ganga, and she was nicely arranging it in a line so that the devotees would come and offer Abhishek. Mahaprabhu inquired about her. Who is this? Who is this girl? So Shivas Thakur said, oh, this is Dukhi. He said, Dukhi? What kind of a name is this? And he said, from today, she will be known as Sukhi. And Mahaprabhu gave her the name Sukhi. And with giving the name, he gave her pure love for Krishna. And Mahaprabhu saw another small little girl who was known as Narayani, who was the niece of Shivas Thakur. Mahaprabhu was so pleased and gave her lots of benediction. And said, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshmanaman ki jai, Gornitai ki jai. Mahaprabhu gave her remnants and said that she would have a great devotee being born from her. And who was that great devotee born to Narayani? Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya and he asked him to ask for benediction. And he reminded him that you are the one who worshipped the Shaligram with Ganga and Tulasi. And with your loud roaring call, I came to this material world to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So please ask for any benediction you want. These are all pure devotees. No desire for anything. No desire for any, what to speak of any material desire, but even spiritual desire, they have nothing to ask from Mahaprabhu. He just said, Mahaprabhu, you've already given me what I'd asked for. And that was to come to this material world. Then he called for a very, very intimate associate of his, who hardly anyone knew. And there was Sridhar. Sridhar was, he was not very well known, but he was known as a banana seller, Kola Becha Sridhar. And because he was not known, they were all wondering, who is this Sridhar? And Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, you just go to Simantadvip and you will hear someone chanting Krishna's name, bring that person. And he went there. And when he went, when the devotees went to get him, they heard Sridhar chanting the holy names of Krishna, and they asked him, are you Sridhar? Yes, yes, I'm Sridhar. Okay, Mahaprabhu is calling you. Mahaprabhu is calling me? He just got into ecstasy and he lost consciousness. And all of the devotees who went to get him, they all picked him up and brought to Shiva Sangan in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke him up and he manifested, Sridhar, you're very dear to me. And he narrated the whole pastime of his childhood activities. That when he was a child, he would go to Sridhar asking him for his banana leaves and banana plates, bananas, banana plant, all these things he used to take from Sridhar. And he would try to bargain with Sridhar. Sridhar came from he was very, very poor. And Mahaprabhu bargained to even buy those leaf plates. And this was their sweet pastime. And every time Mahaprabhu convinced him to give it for free. You know, not even paying what he was bargaining from. He always took it for free. So like this, Mahaprabhu reminded him and he manifested as Krishna and Balaram. Because Sridhar was a gopa, was a sakha, was a friend of Krishna in his Krishna pastimes. And therefore Mahaprabhu came, revealed himself as Krishna and Balaram to him. And he saw all the demigods and everyone coming to offer prayers to Sridhar, to Krishna and Balaram. And Mahaprabhu asked Sridhar to chant prayers. And Sridhar, being very humble, said, what can I chant prayers? I'm an illiterate. I'm an illiterate. I don't know what to say. And then, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Saraswati, the goddess of knowledge, came, resided on Sridhar's tongue, and he started narrating such beautiful prayers. This is his pastime. Following that, after that, Murari Gupta was there, and the Lord revealed his form as Lord Ram, Sita, Lakshman, and Murari Gupta got a tail. A tail popped up. And the Lord revealed that you are Hanuman. So my point is that Mahaprabhu in one stance revealed himself in front of his internal associates, his intimate associates. He revealed freely that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when he came, it came to such devotees as we can say Bhavananda, Brahmananda Bharati, Or in Varanasi, who was the pandit? Anyone can say? Who was the Mayavad? Prakashananda Saraswati. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also. They all wanted to argue with the Lord, logically, all this way. But Mahaprabhu did not engage in that. And simply by his actions, he revealed himself to these devotees. He changed their heart by his actions. So, that is why all this realizations are coming to Brahmananda Bharati. Because of the change of the heart. This is where he realized that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Lord himself. So, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has different pastimes because he is none other than Krishna. The Lord manifests in different incarnations. But as Krishna, he is Purna, he is full. He appears in different incarnations to reveal different kinds of opulences. Yeah, but when he comes as Krishna, he comes as Purna, Purushottam. He manifests full opulence. He manifests all the opulences in Purna Purushottam. And then, in a purport, in the first canto, Prabhupada says that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in the same way. He has all the opulences in the same form as Purna Purushottam. He comes as he's all learned. We know the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a scholar, where he defeated so many scholars, and we see Mahaprabhu opulence as a grihastha, as a sannyasi, in all he has all riches, in all ways he's always opulent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna himself in full form. So like that, Brahmananda Bharati, he now brings in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to support his arguments. Because, of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, who is Krishna, but in the mood of a devotee. Yeah, he came to teach us, and he teaches by his example. Apana kare e jivera sikai. Apana acharya prabhu jivera sikai. By his own example, he teaches the living entities. So in that way, Mahaprabhu, he came as a devotee, so he did not want to, whenever people glorified him as the Supreme Lord, he didn't want to accept it. He did not want to accept it, and he always closed his ears and chanted the name of Krishna. Because this is what he taught. Trinadapi sunichena, tararapi sahishuna, amanina manadena, kirtanyaha sadahari. He doesn't want any fame, adorations, but he's always ready to give respects to others. We see that in this circumstance, that he paid obeisances to Brahmananda Bharati. And when Brahmananda Bharati wants to glorify him, he's trying to ignore it. And therefore, Brahmananda Bharati is bringing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to come and support him. And as we go ahead in the next few verses, we'll see that Brahmananda Bharati is giving spiritual evidence, scriptural evidence, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was predicted to have taken birth in this material world. And Prabhu, would you like to chant the shloka? Yeah, please, from the Mahabharata. You quoted it yesterday. Yes. Yes. His bodily hue is golden, and his whole body is like molten gold. Every part of his body is very beautiful, beautifully constructed and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Accepting the renounced order, the Lord is always equipoised. He is firmly fixed in his mission of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and he is firmly situated in his dualistic conclusions and in his peace. So he's going to reveal this. And we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not want to accept that glorification. And he is immediately going to cover his ears and chant the holy names of Krishna. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. This is very sweet, and lots of lessons to learn from them. He teaches by his own example. So in this verse, it's very philosophical, and it is talking about the kshetra and kshetagna, that the jiva is the vyapya, or is the localized, where is the Lord is the vyapaka, or the one who is all-pervading. The Lord is all-pervading. He is present everywhere, in every living being, non-living being, moving thing, non-moving thing. And whereas the jiva is situated in one place. And to support that, it is given also in the Brahma Samhita, saying that andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam, that by the virtue of the Lord's nature, he is all pervasive, and he is situated in all moving and non-moving objects, whereas the jiva is temporary and is situated in only one place. So this is my understanding on this verse, and if anyone would like to share their realizations, please feel free. Yes, Prabhu.
Sorry, I would like to ask a couple of questions. They are related to each other. First question is, you kindly mentioned that Mahaprabhu went to the altar in Srivasa's residence. He sat there, put the shaligram on his lap, and then he showed the his transcendental form to certain most fortunate devotees. Is that called Mahaprakash Lila? This is my first question.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And second question is, did this happen before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas?
No.
After.
After. It took after.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask devotee this question for a while, because recently I was speaking to one devotee and there was some disagreement. Basically, it's about the Lord comes down to, you know, give the mercy as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to this earth planet, but does he also have Apakat Leela in Goloka Vrindavan? So because sometimes people say, mention about Sweta Dweep, and if so, do you know if there's any references to that? You know, like that there's a, you know, like that there's it's eternally going on his pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan.
Well, that's a very deep question. I'm not particularly aware. Maybe if so, the question is that Mahaprabhu is present. Mahaprabhu appears, but is there any mention of Aprakata Lila of Mahaprabhu in the spiritual world? Is that your question?
Yeah, or if there's any, you know, acharyas that say it, or, you know, what's the truth? What's the, about that?
I can't really answer this 100%. But Krishna is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani as a devotee of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu appeared to relish that mood of the devotees. To teach that mood of surrender. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Doya Kori Shapar Shado Shiro Dham Shava Avatori. That Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to teach the process of surrender. So he came to teach that, and then once he finishes, then he goes back, but his pastimes still continue. The Sankirtan movement is his pastimes. Vrindavan Chandrapur does that. Makes sense. Fu, you want to say something? Yeah.
Actually, it's a very good question. About 20 years ago, I had a similar question. So I can confirm 100% that there are hundreds and hundreds of pastimes which have been listed in the scriptures before Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur. Hundreds, actually. So I'll just give one, if you don't mind. Actually, I'll give two, because one relates to ISKCON. So the first pastime is in the Puranas, it describes that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after Lord Buddha appeared and he destroyed the possibility of even accepting Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu, he then gathered his associates. And the first associate's name was Shankara. The second associate's name was Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka. And he had a meeting with them. And then he said to them, one by one, I would like you to appear on earth and I would like you to establish a very specific siddhanta, which very slowly, over the next 1,000 years, would allow me to come and provide achintya bheda bhed. And then he detailed what the Mayavad philosophy should be like. And then he detailed what the Dvaita philosophy should be like. And Vashishta Dvaita. And then the various acharyas agreed to this, and they one by one descended in India. After which Mahaprabhu descended. So this is one example. So Mahaprabhu set up the entire development of theism post Buddha's advent. So this is one example. Okay? Okay. So that verse that Prabhupada quotes, Mayavadam Sat Chastram, Prachannam Bodham Uchyate, this actually is paraphrased by Lord Shiva, because this is what Mahaprabhu said to Shankara Acharya as part of this meeting that took place after Lord Buddha had descended. So these conversations happen in the spiritual world, and Vyasadeva has captured this conversation in the Puranas. So this is one example. The second example is when Lord Jagannath in Puri has a conversation with Mahaprabhu about how devotional service will be expanded. And it's a beautiful, beautiful conversation. I'll just very quickly mention this. So Lord Jagannath and Mahaprabhu, they're discussing this. And he says, Mishra Deshod Bhavat Malecha, that Malechas from different countries around the world, Mishra Desh, Mishra Deshod Bhavat Malecha, Kashyapa Neva Shashita, they don't follow any particular culture. Samskrita Shudra Varnena Brahma Varno Pagata. Generally, they're like Shudras, but they'll become Brahmins. Shikha Sutra Samadaya, they'll accept the sacred thread and wear the Shikha. Patitva Vedamuttamam, they'll study the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pujayamasur Deva Deva Shachipatim, and they'll be devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I believe this is the prediction of Sri Prabhupada's movement. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So Mahaprabhu's pastimes never finish. As long as the Sankirtan movement is alive, there's a verse. Anyway, it's not coming to mind, but Kesha Marj, he always quotes this verse that Mahaprabhu's mission, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are still going on now, but it's up to you whether you want to be part of it, of spreading this movement. Yeah, this Sankirtan movement keeps Mahaprabhu. Just like Prabhupada said, no, that I am alive until my books are alive. As long as my books are alive, I will always be there. Yes, Srinivas Prabhu.
The Mahaprakash.
It's on.
The Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us before he took sannyas.
Before he took sannyas.
Yeah. This is in Chaitanya Bhagavad explained like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Yes, thank you, Prabhu. I was wondering, you were mentioning that in the past time where Lord Chaitanya, he sat on the shrine of Srivas Thakur's house and was telling him to, you know, offer respects and to worship. And on the other side, you know, when Lord Chaitanya was being glorified as the Supreme, as Lord Krishna himself, as a personality of God. He was covering his ears and chanting the names of Krishna. So, yeah, how do we understand this?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, that he dealt with different devotees in different ways. To those devotees, internal associates, intimate associates of the Lord, he revealed, because they already knew that this is Krishna. You know, it say that Mahaprabhu always used to try and he used to try and grab Advaita Acharya's feet. But Advaita Acharya was always reluctant and he would try to like run away from Mahaprabhu. Because he knows, you're the Supreme Lord, you're touching my feet. But anyway, Mahaprabhu used to touch his feet. But he would not let Advaita Acharya to touch his feet. But in this instance, when Mahaprabhu came into that mood, he revealed, he actually revealed himself. Everyone knew already who he was, his intimate associates, but he wanted to now, okay, yes, what you know is truth. And he revealed himself. But when it comes to such devotees, they are also devotees like Brahmananda Bharati. He taught them, he changed their heart through his activities, through his humility, through his teachings. Like the famous Prakashananda Saraswati, who was all Mayavadi sannyasis seated there. They invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to sit with them, to associate with them, but Mahaprabhu was not interested. Because he was, first of all, against Mayavad. He was against Mayavad, so he did not support that. And he did not go there, oh, you Mayavadis, you are like this, you'll go to hell, you'll get the lowest. No. He took the humble position. After being invited a couple of times, he went. After so many times he was called, he didn't go, and then he went. And where did he sit? Where everyone was washing their feet. Then everyone thought, no, this is not an ordinary person. And this changed the hearts of this Mahavadi sannyasis. So the Lord, he came to such devotees, he changed their hearts through his example, and some devotees, intimate associates, he revealed himself. Yeah. He also revealed himself to Haridas Thakur. He told Haridas Thakur, do you remember when you were being taken by the Muslim sheikhs, guards, and being whipped in the 21 marketplaces? And at that time, my Sudarshan came to protect you. But because you said, you were chanting my names and you were telling me to forgive these people, forgive them for all their offenses they are making, instead of killing them with the Sudarshan, I came as a shield, I came as an armor and protected you from the harm. And he said, and he couldn't believe it, Haridas Thakur. And he said, should I prove it to you? Mahaprabhu showed him his back. And he could see all the whips, all the marks present. So, like this, Mahaprabhu revealed himself to the devotees, who already knew that he was Krishna. These people, they didn't know. They knew only Krishna when Mahaprabhu read their minds and Mahaprabhu changed their hearts. That's when they realized that this is Krishna. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, please.
Sorry, Prabhu. I would like to ask one more question if other devotees don't have any question. Getting mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, is very important. And the second verse of Shikshastrikam ends with Durdaivam idrisham iha jani nanuraga. Translation, unfortunately, I have no attraction for chanting holy name. So if somebody offers gulab jamun to me, for example, I don't yawn, I enjoy, I relish. And if somebody glorifies me, I enjoy, I never get tired or bored. But when it comes to chanting holy names, yawning comes, laziness, procrastination. So what could be done? One thing I have to confess is my reading is not consistent, and I don't read consistently. So with this in mind, I mean, is there any tips, any suggestion you could give so that I can relish chanting of Hare Krishna? Even when I sit in the kirtan, I'm more tune focused, voice focused, melody focused, rather than the focusing on the holy name. Yes. So there is no attraction when doing individual japa or in kirtan. I wonder if you could please share some tips.
Well, I'm not the best at it, but anyway, I'll attempt to say that Prabhupada gives the example of the sickness, jaundice. This is how we have no taste for chanting. So Prabhupada relates to jaundice. That when a person is inflicted or affected with jaundice disease, he cannot taste anything but bitterness. Even if you give them sugar or sugarcane juice or anything sweet, they will not relish it. Why? Because they're inflicted with jaundice. So what is the medication for curing jaundice? Is to take more sugar. Is to take more sugar cane. The more sugar cane you take, the taste will slowly change, and the jaundice will be cured, and you will actually start tasting the sweetness of the sugar. So similarly, when you have no taste for chanting, that means you have to chant more. When you have no taste for reading, you have to try to read more. And eventually you'll get the taste of doing it. Because in the process, there will be the first shloka. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam Shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamritaswadhanam Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is what will happen. So if you continue to do it, then the cleansing process will happen, and then you'll get taste. So this is what I can say. Okay, thank you very much, you all tolerant souls. You tolerated me. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaur Premanande.